Hi all, I'm going to read a book, Think Like a Monk, and the chapter is Don't Buy Into Your Own Hype. If you are so lucky as to be successful, hear the same words those victorious Roman generals heard. Remember, you are but a man. Remember, you will die. Feel free to tweak the gender. Instead of letting your achievements go to your head, detach from them. Feel gratitude for your teachers and what you have been given. Remind yourself who you are and why you are doing the work that brings you success. Remember the bad and forget the good to keep your own greatness in perspective. In high school, I was suspended from school 3 times for all sorts of stupidity. I am ashamed of my past, but it grounds me. I can look back and I think, no matter what anyone says about me today or how I think I have grown, I have anchors that humble me. They remind me of who I was and what I might have become if I hadn't met people who inspired me to change. Like everyone, I got where I am through a mix of choices, opportunities, and work. You are not your success or your failures. Sustain this humility after you have achieved something too. When you are complimented, commended, or rewarded, neither lap it up nor reject it. Be gracious in the moment and afterward remind yourself of how hard you worked and recognize the sacrifices you made. Then ask yourself who helped you develop that skill. Think of your parents, your teachers, your mentors. Someone had to invest their time, money, and energy to make you who you are today. Remember and give thanks to the people who gave you the skills you are getting recognition for. Sharing the success with them keeps you humble. Real greatness. You shouldn't feel small compared to others, but you should feel small compared to your goals. My own approach to remaining humble in the face of success is to keep moving the goalposts. The measure of success isn't numbers, it's depth. Monks aren't impressed by how long you meditate. We ask how deep you went. Bruce Lee said, I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times. No matter what we achieve, we can aspire to greater scale and depth. I am not concerned with vanity metrics. I often say that I want to take wisdom viral, but I want it to be meaningful. How can I reach a lot of people but without losing an intimate connection? Until the whole world is healed and happy, I haven't finished aiming higher and higher beyond ourselves to our community, our country, our planet, and realizing the ultimate goal is unattainable is what keeps us humble. Indeed, our goal of humility is ultimately unattainable. The moment you feel like you have arrived, you are starting the journey again. This paradox is true for many things. If you feel safe, that's when you are most vulnerable. If you feel infallible, that's when you are at your weakest. Andre Gide said, believe those who search for the truth, doubt those who have found it. Too often when you do good, you feel good, you live well and start to say, I got this. And that's when you fall. If I sat here and said I had no ego, that would be complete lie. Overcoming your ego is a practice, not an accomplishment. Real greatness is when you use your own achievements to teach others and they learn how to teach others, and the greatness that you have accomplished expands exponentially. Rather than seeing achievement as a status, think of the role you play in other people's life as the most valuable currency. When you expand your vision, you realize that even people who have it all derive the greatest satisfaction from service. No matter how much you help others, feel no pride because there's so much more to be done. Kailash Satyarthi is a children's rights activist who is dedicated to saving kids from exploitation. His NGOs have rescued tens of thousands of children, but when asked what his first reaction was to winning the 2014 Nobel Peace Prize, he responded, "The first reaction? Well, I wondered if I had done enough to be getting this award." Satyarthi is humbled by the knowledge of how much more there is to do. The most powerful, admirable, captivating quality in any human is seen when they have achieved great things, but still embrace humility and their own insignificance. We have been digging deep into who you are, how you can lead a meaningful life, and what you want to change. This is a lot of growth and it won't happen overnight. To aid your efforts, I suggest that you incorporate visualization into your meditation practice. Visualization is a perfect way to heal the past and prepare for the future.